Download the WRP Rat Pack Radio app on Google Play, BlackBerry, and the Apple Store. If you're streaming, you can stream us on TuneIn.com, Web Radio Central, or RatPackSports.com/RatPackRadio. This is Rat Pack Radio, the internet radio station that brings you everything from the top hits of music.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars. Players only, come on, put your
pinky rings up to the moon. To Sports Talk Radio.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
We are here for you, WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack.
You're listening to Rat Pack Sports Show live on WRPR Rat Pack Radio.
Blue, you're my boy!
A genius, a man who has a reputation to be the best at what he does.
You see, a man has to realize his limitations. You don't know me, and you don't know what I'm capable of.
That was a heck of an effort.
This house is a prison in the galaxy of this sucks.
I'm your friend.
This battle is over when I say it is over.
I will massacre you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Are you not entertained?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
That's how I roll.
Offensive foul!
Hello? You play to win the game.
There's a drive! Way back! It might be! It could be! And it is!
This is my favorite part coming up right now.
All right. Rat Pack Sports Show. We back in the building another week. Live, RatPackSports.com. Streaming on Rat Pack Radio, WRPR app. We're going to have a good show, fun show. More bracket busting in the college basketball world. So we'll get into that. It is Wednesday night. We have also AEW All Elite Wrestling. We'll talk a little bit on wrestling. And we're not even going to talk about NBA. I don't even know what's going on, so not paying attention. Baseball had some comments made by Mr. Blake Snell, who was traded away from the Tampa Bay Rays, seemed like a bad breakup after the World Series. And he was upset. Him was mad after Kevin Cash pulled him in a pivotal Game 6, which I feel like we had a good chance of winning and forcing the Game 7. And he was on his game. I want to say like 70 pitches or so, 70 or 80 pitches with like three innings in the game left, and they could not hit him. And Kevin Cash's excuse was, we didn't want him to go through the lineup for a third time. Well, they wasn't hitting him the first two times, so you shouldn't have pulled them. And I think when that happened, that kind of like let the sales out and the floodgates opened up, and you see what happened from that point on. So, Blake Snell came out earlier this week, he was asked about, you know, the race organization and, you know, how much he would miss it. And his quote, "I don't know if I will ever get over being traded away from the Rays. I don't think I'm ever going to stop missing them so much." That guy wanted to be here. And I think he probably would have stayed here on the hometown discount had they let his contract go out enough. But that's beyond the fact. Fact is, we're going into the regular season here in a couple weeks, and I'm not sure what we have on the pitcher staff. We lost Charlie Morton. He was our veteran of the staff. Every team needs a guy like a Charlie Morton. So, you know, when he retired, when he was released by the Rays, or his contract was voided because he had a voidable, you know, year in his contract. So when they opted not to retain him, Morton pretty much had said, if I'm not playing for the Rays, I'm retired. So this was his last stop. So Morton was let go, and he retired, and I'm thinking, okay, Morton is out of there. I couldn't see how they would trade Blake Snell, but they did. And I understand the business model of the Rays. I know how they run business. They've been doing it since 2008 when Stu Sternberg and the boys took over the team. It has worked. It has made the Rays one of the most successful teams over the last 15 years in the MLB, where they have one of the most, one of the best records from a winning standpoint in the league over that time span. They're in the top 10. And we might have had some down years in between there, but you're talking about an organization in the last 15 years or so, have managed to make it to 90 wins at least 10 of those years. That is not a small feat. That is something to be proud of. You just don't have any hardware to show for it because you're playing in the American League East with the Yankees and the Red Sox, who can pretty much go and buy a roster anytime they feel like it. But you can't discredit the success they've had over that time in competing in one of the toughest divisions in all of baseball. So, but as far as this year, man, I'm scratching my head. I really don't know what we have from a pitching staff. And usually, I'm on the fence, and I'm very upbeat. But this is one of them years where I really don't know what we're going to be returning this year as far as pitching. I know what we have, but that's about it. So, you know, for me, I'm going into this season optimistic, hopeful, and I'm just going to keep my fingers crossed that some of these players that they're depending on steps up and makes their presence known on the hill. I know we'll be able to bat. I know we'll be able to, swing the bats. They have some real good bats coming into the lineup. I just don't know from a start pitching standpoint what we're going to do. And I think our bullpen is exhausted. And I think they will be exhausted unless there's some guys that step up to the plate, going into the season. I just don't know what they're going to have. We haven't been good in spring training, 8-14. So normally when that's happening, there's a pattern with the Rays. You know, they usually do – when they do real well in the spring training, they usually come out and have a really good regular season. They're not doing that well this spring training. They're giving up a lot of they've given up a lot of runs and a couple four double digit runs scored on. Just not, to me, that doesn't look good. So, but I know how they like to maneuver their roster and stuff doing spring training. So, you know, we will see. I'm not that hopeful. I just don't know what we have coming into this season. We did get Chris Archer back. I like that move, but, you know, he's 32 now, and he's not the pitcher he was when we had him. So maybe him coming back here will reinvigorate him and give him a boost of confidence, knowing that he's back in familiar territory where he had his best years. He could possibly, you know, revisit that that magic that he had over a few years as the ace of the staff after, you know, David Price departed. So right now we got Archer listed, you know, he's a starter. Tyler Glass now, he's probably got the best stuff on the staff. He's just not consistent. So don't know what's going to go on there. Rich Hill, starting pitcher. And then you got Ryan Thompson. Don't know who he is, but Michael Walker, I know him. And Ryan Yarbrough is also listed as a starting pitcher. But they're going to do the open, what do you call that? The opener strategy. So all of these arms on the pitcher staff going to have to be ready. We'll see, man. I don't have it. Last season, I was very confident. I had high expectations last season. This season, I just don't know. You know, we got a nice lineup. We got some good, you know, good bats. I like our catching situation. Willie Adames, Mike Broussard, G-Man Choi. He's not a traditional first baseman, but love his defense, and he's a really good bat and plate presence. Yandy Diaz. I mean, we have guys that can knock the ball around. So this season, that's not going to be my problem. Rosarena, Kiermaier, obviously. Brett Phillips is a guy we got in the trade. Yoshitomo Susugo. I got it. Yoshitomo Susugo. Susugo. Okay. That just sound cool saying it. But he's another guy that we have that could be a factor. And then you got Austin Meadows as a designated hitter. I mean, that's a well and good lineup there from a batting standpoint. A lot of young guys, a lot of energy, and they showed that last season. So we didn't lose much from our bats, but I felt like we took a step back with the starting pitching. So, we will see going on there moving forward. Let's see when the regular season is, like, right around the corner. You know, should be, like, in a week or so. Well, let's see here. March 30th is the last spring training game. So, first week of April? Yeah, because I think they did push it back. So, let's try to end this spring training on a couple of high notes, and then we get into the regular season. and see what happened from that point. But I'm going to get into a fantasy baseball league here. I always do fantasy baseball. Didn't do basketball this year with the short season, but I'm going to get into fantasy baseball. I always do. So let's see. Sign up for fantasy baseball. Let's go. Snake draft teams. Can I just join a league? Join a public league? I'm going to just join a public league. That's why I'm going to do that. Yeah, let's do that. I'm going to just join a public league. What? Oh, nah. I don't want to do no draft right now. You crazy? Crazy, son. Let's schedule that draft for another day. Homeboy don't want to do no draft tonight. Man, what is going on with this computer? They really finna put me in a draft? No, dude, I didn't want to. Oh, no. Well, I guess I got 3 minutes, and I'll be in the draft here, so. I guess I'm going to be doing a MLB draft, fantasy baseball draft here live on the air. I'm okay with that, but they kind of caught me off guard here, man. Let me make sure I got my volume and stuff turned down so you guys won't hear anything. And, yeah. All right, so we're going to talk some NFL. We're going to have we're going to have William Graves calling in. We're also going to have Boss Hawk, Sean Naylor calling in. We got a lot of NFL talk, a lot of free agency talk to get into, and you know, a lot of stuff going on here. So oh, really? Ryan Fitzpatrick signed with the Washington football team. Okay. Okay. That's a good pickup. That's a good pickup. So, oh, my gosh. I'll probably. Okay. Before we move on in this show, man, I want to send a heartfelt condolences from everybody here at the Rat Pack to the people involved in the shootings the last few days in New York and Atlanta and Colorado. We should be past this point at this stage in this nation of ours, and you know, we need to get a handle on this thing. Don't know how we're going to do it. Tough situation to be in. But, you know, we had a little break in the last few years. Didn't really have to get into these type of conversations. But apparently, you know, it's never I guess an end issue, but just a sad situation all around. So just want to get that out the way before we get into the show, because you know, that is something that's very impactful, and you know, at times, you know, it's bigger than sports. So just want to send out my heartfelt condolences to everybody and the families involved, and hopefully in that time they can, you know, find some peace in this, you know, heartbreaking situation. So with that being said, I got about a minute and a half. Should I just do auto pick or not? I'm not going to do auto pick. Let's see here. We should have William Graves calling in here in a bit. I want to get Nicholas Lane in here tonight, so I'm going to see if Nicholas Lane can come on and get his opinion on the NBA. All right, so got about a minute left. Let me give me a couple seconds. All right, just had to grab my TV remote control here so I can get into my Wednesday nights AEW. So make sure it's on now. Where is it? That's not it. That's not it. Are they not on tonight? Oh, no. AEW. Oh, there it is. Why is it way down there? All right, so here we go. What the world? What is going on here? Return to the draft room. Man, they keep moving it. Whatever. Oh, that's why. Okay. All right, so getting back into MLB. We just, season should be interesting. Very, very interesting. See, you know, last season, I think they were the first of all the teams to play out. No, I think baseball was, no, they wasn't in the bubble. So, they weren't in the bubble. So, this, you know, should be more like a normal season for the MLB. And I think a lot of stadiums are welcoming back fans at a small capacity. I know they announced that the Rays will probably be going to around about, I think, 7,000 or 9,000 fans, which, you know, for the first time in a while, we won't finish in the bottom of the league in attendance because we only usually average about 15,000 to 17,000. So if everybody only can get in a small number, whatever 10%, 15%, 20% capacity, or whatever the case may be, imagine how many fans gonna be in the ballpark in Miami for the Marlins. I mean, they're usually worse off than the Rays are. I remember a couple of years ago, I watched the Rays go down there and play in Miami, and bro, it felt like it was like maybe 2,000 or 3,000 people in the stands. There wasn't nobody in the outfield seats. I mean, that's a billion-dollar stadium, beautiful stadium that they have for the Marlins, but it's out in the middle of the boonies. So, we'll see. I mean, it's going to come down to what teams adjust better this season, just like it did last season. You know, teams took advantage of it. And, you know, some of those teams that kind of feed off of that energy from the crowd, I think, suffers the most. You know, Boston, you know, New York, Chicago, you know, the Dodgers, even though they won the World Series, still hate them. It was a really good year for the Rays. I don't. Maybe I you know, get so upset about you just, you know, going back and thinking about the World Series. And I said it at the time that this is probably an opportunity for the Rays that we wouldn't see again for a while. I mean, we went in 2008. We had a nice young roster then with the expectations to improve and get better and have maybe one or two more chances to, you know, get back to the World Series, and we didn't even sniff the divisional round. Last season, I felt like we took advantage of the bubble for the playoffs, and I think it benefited the Rays being able to play in an open air stadium. Because we got to feel the advantage of playing in an open-air stadium and the ball's carrying a little bit further with a bit of a outfield that was a little smaller than Tropicana Field. And we took advantage of that in the bubble. Now, if we was playing in the Trop, I'm not so sure how many of those home run balls would have got out the park. And on the nights where you had a little breeze and stuff like that, obviously you're not going to get the carry on those deep balls in the Trop that you were getting in Texas. So that was a situation where I felt like we had an opportunity to go and get that championship, man. And we was right there. We was right there. I'm not sure if we're going to get that opportunity again for a while, because I think everything just lined up for us. You know, you look at this town in general. I don't think there's been another sports town outside of Boston. When you had the Celtics, you had the Red Sox, and the Patriots, you know, all win a championship in the same year. That usually that doesn't happen a lot. And last season for Tampa Bay sports, it was good. It was really good. Lightning winning the Stanley Cup, Rays getting to the World Series, and then the Buccaneers capping it off with a Super Bowl win just a few months ago. You know, Tampa Bay area was the center of the sports world for all the major sports, except for basketball. We don't have an NBA team. I mean, we had a Toronto Raptors right now playing in the Amalie Arena, but they're not going anywhere. They suck this year. Go figure, right? We get an NBA team, and the year we get them, it's probably one of the worst seasons for the Raptors in you know, quite some time. Oh, and I got the number two pick. Ooh, that mean I got to go big. I got to go big for this number two pick, man. Who should I go for? Mike Trout or Mookie Betts? You can't miss on Trout, dude. Can't miss on Mike Trout. Gotta take him. Number two. Got to. He probably won't be there. Somebody's gonna take either him or Mookie Betts number one. Yeah, so I'm losing my train of thought here. I'm doing like 1,000 things at once. So, yeah, you know, it was a good year for the sports, Tampa Bay sports. And hopefully we can repeat that next year. We have a good chance with the Lightning. Tampa Bay Lightning is just on fire right now, and they got a great chance to repeat. Dang, he took freaking Mike Trout. See? Oh, no. He didn't take Mike Trout. He took. Okay. Well, I'm going with Mike Trout, man. I don't know what y'all. What? That's right. Mike Trout. I got Mike Trout. I'm finna go. Hey, I've never done a live MLB draft. This thing is going to be pretty long. I know it's going to be pretty long because you got 26 players. So that's, oh, dude, no. 26 rounds? Is it? Yeah, I think so. Man, okay. Well, we going for the premium positions here in the first couple picks. Since I'm doing this thing live, man, you know, I struggle. I don't know where. I've never done a live MLB draft, so I don't know exactly where to draft, guys. You know, where to draft a pitcher, where to draft a first baseman or a outfielder. I'm just going to pick guys. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to pay attention to what's happening right here. I need bats. There's a lot of pitchers out there for me to get. So, first baseman, I need somebody that can rake. Yeah, I do. How many games are they playing this season? Let's go. I think they're playing 100. Is it 150? I think it's 150. So, I'm just going to run off some dudes, man. So, yeah, but we got AEW on the TV screen. And we are in the draft room here doing the Rat Pack Sports Show. So I'm just going to have fun with this. Y'all make sure y'all, yeah, I'm gonna just go off the whim here because I've never done a MLB draft, so I'm not even sure where I'm gonna be drafting guys. You know, I actually logged on to the ESPN to check out my tournament brackets, and I end up in the fantasy draft room. See how that that ADD kick in. Just threw all my concentration off. So we're gonna go with him. I'm just gonna fill up a bunch of guys in my my thing here. And see how it goes. Get a team for Tampa Bay Rays players. Okay, so I'm taking guys by rank. So wherever they're ranked, I'm at pick 26. So should I be picking up a pitcher? Where is the draft trends here? Yeah, I'm not so sure. I'm gonna blow this. I already know it. Dude, this is a lot of people, bro. I'm on the clock and 9 picks. And I had the first pick, so, you know, the way they draft, you got to go. You got to wait all the way through until, which is crazy. All right, so let's see here. So I got, all right, so onto the baseball. While I pull off the MLB fantasy baseball draft and get into other sports as well. So that's what we're gonna do. We are gonna multitask tonight. We will have William Graves calling in, and Boss Hogg, Sean Naylor, calling in as well. And once I get William Graves in, he's got some things to talk about here in NFL. I keep wanting to say NBA, though. So I'm picking in 5 picks. All right, so we're gonna go. I'm gonna bounce around here because I really don't have a script, so to say, of what I want to get to in order. But we're gonna bounce around. There's a lot happening, a lot going on. So as I come across things that I've, put in the bank to talk about tonight, I'm just gonna, go with it in that nature. So I need a starting pitcher. I'm on the clock in 1 pick. So I got 2 back-to-back. I got to go with durability here. So I'm going to hit up – where is he? I just saw him. I'm going to hit up Max Scherzer is one of my starting pitchers. Right. And then, dude, I might just go auto because I really don't. This draft is just too long. And I just don't know if I'm going to make it through 26 rounds. So I'm just going to put it on auto pick, and I'm going to bounce in and out of because doesn't make any sense here. All right, so let's see here. All righty. I just screwed that one up. I'm telling you right now I did. Yeah. That's crazy. 19 picks. Yeah, I'm going auto. Because I'm gonna butcher my roster. I know I am. So, with that being said, I'm just going for all batters. Forget it. Yuck. This the guy I was looking for, but I didn't see it. Shohei Ohtani. And then as soon as I made my pick, then I see him, and I got 30 more picks. Boy, let me see. I'm just going to drop the whole team of Rays players. That's what I'm going to do. Let's see. Batters. Willie Adames. Kiermaier. G-Man Choi. Yonny Diaz. Where is... Somebody just took him. Yep. All right. I take a run on Chris Archer. These are just starting pitchers, so we'll see. Diego Castillo for Depp. Yeah, so, all right. We're going to come back to that, and we're going to get into some of the other sports here. NFL free agency, NFL news. Got a couple of signings that's been made by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we re-signed Gronk. We re-signed Sue. I think we kind of overpaid for Sue, but it's okay. They wanted to keep the team together, so whatever they do to keep the team together, don't want to end up in a situation like the Cowboys or the New Orleans Saints. All right, so my phone ringing. All right, so yeah, Leonard Fournette is still in discussions. They haven't closed the door. A guy that I thought that they was gonna go after was James White. And he ended up re-signing with New England. So New England gets back a key player for their team and for their offense. The Rams signed DeSean Jackson, which he will help. He's not going there to be the man. We all know Cooper Kupp. That's his team. And it's Cooper Kupp's team. We all know that. So, you know, Cooper Kupp is the man over there, and everything runs through Cooper Kupp as far as receivers. Man, what is going on here? So the Rams offense just got a little bit better. Yeah, just a little bit. They got a little bit better. And geez, hold on. They added a lot of speed. We know Jackson can run, so that's always a threat. You know, I know he stays injured a lot, but that's a big move for them. That is definitely a big time move for them, and he's gonna help them. He's not the guy. He'll be part of, you know, the rotation and the way Sean McVay likes to run his offense. I think DeSean Jackson will fit in well over there because he plays a lot off the play action. And they still have, what's the other fast, not Cooks. I can't get it. I can't remember his name now. What number is he? Woods. I think number 17, Woods. I'm not sure if he's still there, but he's a matchup problem as well. When they get that play action going and they get the running game going, it can make for a very, very, very long game. And so that would prove out to be a really good signing for the Rams, as long as he can stay, you know, fairly healthy. I think that will work out very well for them. So let's see, we got bottom of the hour, 9:16. Man, what the world? Yeah, so we're in the building. We're going to take a what is this? We're going to take a quick break. While I mess around with this app here. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back on the other side and continue this show here on the Rat Pack Sports Show. We're live, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR, also on the Rat Pack Radio WRPR app, streaming on RatPackSports.com. We are on Facebook as well as Podbean. You can find us on Spotify as well. But for right now, tonight, stay tuned. We'll be back after this. This is Rat Pack Sports Show live.